It's 26 past six. James Carlton, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. We have London's FTSE 100 up strongly. This is the London Stock Exchange. 2% growth on the session overnight. The Dow Jones and the S&P 500 in America, they were up during the session, but they fell towards the close, just ending up, well, as flat as a tack, really. And we have economic figures for the newspapers as well. The Financial Review, IMF cuts global growth, downgrades US and Europe and Australia, dangerous new phase, they say. Bit more positive, the Australian. Global recovery stalled, says the IMF, but Australia well-placed to weather the economic turmoil. The recovery from the global financial crisis has stalled, and the world economy faces increasing danger of turmoil and recession, says the International Monetary Fund. But the Australian economy has more scope to adjust than most countries, with the ability to slow its return to budget surplus if conditions get worse, and it will be buttressed by the continuing strength in Asia, the IMF says. Also, what the papers tell us is that Wayne Swan has been honoured by Euromoney as the world's Finance Minister of the Year. And the world's best treasurer will be with the world's best interviewer later in the program.
Nicely put, James.
Thank you. The Melbourne Age. State fudges carbon figures. Victoria, not the worst hit. The Baillieu government commissioned economic modelling, the results of which contradict its claim that Victoria would be the hardest hit by a price on carbon. In fact, by 2030, the impact on growth would be worse in WA, Queensland, New South Wales, and across the nation on average as well. The Melbourne Herald Sun, mercy for haters. These terrorists wanted to kill us, but a court has decided they can't be prosecuted. This is radical Muslim cleric Abdul Ben Brika. He and his co-accused have escaped trial over the plot to bomb Australia. He could walk free from jail in only 6 years. One of his co-accused Melbourne terrorists has already been released, and another two will be eligible to be freed in November. The Melbourne Age covers this too, but with far more attention to the legal reasoning. The men were already convicted, you see, at their first trial, and the court considered that the second trial, even if they were found guilty, wouldn't substantially add to their sentences. The Supreme Court also ruled such proceedings would be an oppressive abuse of process, and in fact the court criticised the Commonwealth prosecutors for their intent to run a second trial so heavily dependent on establishing the same facts at the first as at the first. Now, the West Australian newspaper, the new Fremantle coach and the football team is Ross Lyon, and he reveals when he was taking St Kilda to the grand final 2 years ago, he was facing financial ruin and the extreme stress that comes with it. He lost a seven-figure sum on a mining company during the global financial crisis, had to move back home to live with his father. The Adelaide Advertiser, emergency patients told wait your turn. A pregnant woman suffering a miscarriage left in an ambulance for more than 2 hours. Queues of up to eight ambulances with patients forced to wait because this week all of Adelaide's hospitals are at code white, the highest level of overcrowding. The Brisbane Courier Mail, we have flood rorts busted. $4 million in emergency cash has been ripped off the federal government's emergency assistance package. You remember the one that was introduced for Queensland's summer disasters? $1 million has been recovered, but hundreds of Queenslanders are under investigation. Some claimants said they couldn't access their flooded homes when in fact they were on holidays. Others said the power was off for days when it was just a few hours. And others have claimed the one-off handout multiple times.
Oh, a pot of money. It's just too tempting for some, isn't it?
The Canberra Times, we have a toxic stock take for the Territory. The ACT government's announced an independent review into the proximity of toxic chemical stores to residential areas in the wake of those huge industrial fires at Mitchell. 600,000 litres of oil, 200 litres of sodium burnt during the 20-hour blaze. And set for takeoff, the Hobart Mercury, that long-awaited retail development next to Hobart Airport will go ahead. The Hobart Capital Plus Home Outlet Centre, $100 million development to open by 2013.
Thanks very much, James.